Chapter 11. The End. Almost. En un éclair, je compris la stratégie de ma mère. Elle parlait à Martin pour le retenir et me donner le temps d'aller chercher la police. Je reculais sans me faire entendre. Pour la troisième fois de la journée, je remontais l'escalier de pierre, traversais le musée et me retrouvais dehors. Je refermais la porte noire derrière moi et me mis à courir. Pour la deuxième fois de la journée, j'entrais comme une fusée dans le poste de police. L'agent qui se trouvait à l'accueil, un grand homme entre deux âges, plutôt enveloppé, se leva pour m'arrêter dans mon élan. « Please, » I gasped, « I must see Chief Inspector Rachel Royal. It's very important. » The officer on reception frowned.
« I'm afraid she's not here, miss. Can't anybody else help you? »«
Constable Jerry Snow? » I asked hopefully.
He's not here either. It's not your day, is it? Can you tell me what the problem is, and I'll try and find someone to help you.
I tried to remain calm. I had to get help quickly, because Raven might kill my parents. I'm Lucas Bezian's daughter, I said. My name is Lilith. I was here this morning with Chief Inspector Royal, and we found the catacombs. But not my father. Now, I have found my father. But Martin Raven has made my mother a prisoner too. And we must go there, quickly, because he has a pistol, and we must... Je butais sur l'anglais pour libérer.
Okay, Lilith. I understand. Now, Chief Inspector Royal said she wasn't to be disturbed under any circumstances. But... I think we can regard this as an exception. Sit down while I get her on the radio.
J'obéis et m'assis devant le bureau en attendant qu'il joigne Rachel Royal.
Chief Inspector Royal, this is the station, ma'am. Yes, I know, but I have Lilith Bezian just in front of me, and she says she's found her father, but that both her parents are now prisoners, and that Raven has a gun. Over.
Il écouta la réponse, puis se tourna vers moi.
Where exactly are they?
In the catacombs. In the third room, on the right from the stairs. One of the rooms full of coffins. At the far end of the room, there's a false wall, and behind the wall is a prison cell. The agents repeated this to Chief Inspector Royal, then turned back to me.
Did you go back there on your own?
No, with my mother, I said.
Why?
Because I was certain my father was there. We tried to phone Chief Inspector Royal, but she wasn't here, so we went back to the museum. The agent repeated this, listened, and said,
Of course, ma'am. Over and out.
He turned to me.
Mr. Raven was armed, you said.
Yes, I said. He had a pistol. The agent picked up a telephone.
Inspector James. Pinker here, sir. At reception. Chief Inspector says to send a task force out to the Baker Street catacombs, sir. The Bezian girl here says both her parents are now being held hostage there.
He listened and then answered.
No, sir. Snow and Royal are interrogating Raven's wife, sir. And Chief Inspector Royal says she'll need a task force as Raven is armed. Yes, sir. The girl knows the way. Very good, sir. Right away.
En moins d'une minute, le poste de police fut en état de siège. Des hommes et des femmes vêtus de bleu nuit couraient partout. On me passa un gilet pare-balles et me le serra autour de la taille à l'aide de bandes velcro. On me mit un casque sur la tête et me l'ajusta sous le menton. Et pendant ce temps, un homme très sérieux qui se présenta comme George, sans doute Inspector James, avec des cheveux très courts et des yeux bleus, me posait un tas de questions sur le chemin qu'il devrait emprunter.
Okay, Lilith. Now, from the Baker Street door onwards, how many steps down to the Magician's Museum?
9 or 10, I think, I said.
Okay. We come out behind Robert Houdin. Howard Thurston, Harry Keller, Harry Houdini, and the red curtain is at the end of the alley. How many steps down to the catacombs?
19, I said.
And then?
The third room on the right. It's full of coffins. There's one coffin that is new. You turn the handle on it and the wall slides back.
And your parents are behind the wall?
I nodded.
And Raven didn't see you?
I shook my head.
Okay, Lilith. We're going there now. You'll stay with me. If I say down, you fling yourself on the floor. Is that clear?
What's fling yourself? I asked.
Le responsable du groupe d'intervention se mit debout au milieu de l'entrée, cria « Down !» puis se jeta sur le sol. Il mit ses mains au-dessus de sa tête, puis ramena ses genoux sur son ventre. Il resta comme ça 2 ou 3 secondes, puis il se releva.
« Can you do that ?»«
Yes, I said. » Everything went very quickly. We ran down the steps and through the museum without a sound. Down to the catacombs, in through the coffin. The wall was back in place. Martin must have gone to find a live moth. The group leader turned the handle of the coffin and the wall slid away. My parents were very pleased to see me. 2 task force agents carried my father up to Baker Street, where an ambulance was waiting to take him to hospital. My mother and I followed.
Nous patientâmes longtemps à l'hôpital, pendant que des médecins et des infirmières s'affairaient autour de mon père. Puis, un aide-soignant apporta des béquilles et nous informa que nous pouvions partir. Tandis que nous franchissions la porte de sortie, Peter Robin arriva. Il serra mon père dans ses bras, puis il nous montra la voiture avec chauffeur qui serait là pour tous nos déplacements à venir, jusqu'à l'arrestation de Martin.
This is Bob,
he said.
Not only can he drive a car, but he's also a security guard. You'll be in good hands with him until Martin Raven is arrested. Bob, this is the Bizien family. Mr. Mystery with Crutches.
He added, en désignant les béquilles de mon père. My father thanked him, and we all got into the car. After a quick shower at the hotel, we all went to a restaurant called Bellamy's, that Peter Robbins said was one of the best in London. I sat next to my dad. It was so good to have him back again.